This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back to Southwestern High School. We've had the starting lineups announced. We're about ready to get this one underway. For the Carlinville Cavaliers, they'll start Corinne Stewart, a 5'8 junior, Rachel Olroyd, a 5'9 senior, Gracie Reels, a 5'7 sophomore, Peyton Tiemann, a 5'10 senior, and Sarah Deneve, a 5'9 junior. Stewart, Olroyd, Reels, Tiemann, and Deneve for Coach Darren Deneve at the Carlinville Cavaliers. The Paisaw Birds will start Josie Bullion, a 5'5 sophomore, Corey Hopkins, a 5'10 sophomore, Lexi Hall, a 6-foot senior, Molly Novak, a 5'6 senior, and Riley Smith, a 5'6 sophomore. Bullion, Hopkins, Hall, Novak, and Smith. The tip is controlled by the Paisaw Birds. They'll be decked out in their green uniforms tonight, as they will be heading to the west basket, or to our left to right, as we look down from the north balcony. Riley Smith with the ball, facing a tough man-to-man defense. Olroyd guarding her. She dribbles off to the right, gives it off to Hall up top. They'll go into the lane to Hopkins. She'll kick it out to Novak. Skip pass over to the right to Smith. Smith to Josie Bullion down in the corner. Back up top to Smith. Smith dribbles over to the left, then kicks it up top. Now inside it goes to Hall. In traffic, she goes up and off the glass, and it's good. Lexi Hall with the first 2 points of the ball game. And the Cavaliers will bring it back down this way and toss it out of bounds, as that one went off of the arms of Gracie Reels for the first turnover of the night on CHS. Just underway, game number two tonight. Game number one saw Hillsboro, the number two seed in the sub-regional, defeat Gillespie 66-50. Hall drives the lane. It won't go. Hopkins gets the rebound. She misses the shot. As they fight for the rebound, it's going to be out of bounds off of the green and gold. So the Cavaliers will inbound. It'll be Corinne Stewart tossing it in to Rachel Olroyd. She'll bring the ball down. The Paisaw Birds will set up man-to-man defense. Over on the wing, it's Stewart giving off to Reels. Reels back up top. Over to the wing it goes now to Corinne Stewart. Back to Reels, who drives down the right side. She'll spin, go into the hole, almost got caught traveling, got away with it. Then she'll dish off to Tiemann. Her shot goes up off the glass, no good, but she's fouled and will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul will go on Corey Hopkins. It'll be Corey's first to the free throw line. Peyton Tiemann to shoot two. First one's up, comes up short. She'll get another. She'll toe that line. Gets that ball. Couple, three dribbles. Fires it up and in. Tiemann with one for two. Makes it a 2-1 game. Paisaw Birds with the lead and the ball. Novak brings it down on a dribble. As Hall goes to a high post, they'll swing it over to the left wing to Smith. Up top to Hall, inside to Hopkins. She'll spin, then kick it out on the wing to Novak. Back to Smith for three. Bottom of the net. Riley Smith drains the tray. The Paisaw Birds are up early, 4-1. Olroyd going to try to drive the lane. It's closed off, so she'll dish the ball out to Stewart. Stewart now passed, and as she passed, the cutter was going back door. Back door was closed. Turnover number two. CHS a little bit nervous here at the early start. They pick up two turnovers. And the Paisaw Birds, 2 minutes into this one, lead 4-1. Novak gives the ball off to Bullion out between the circles. To Smith. Inside they'll go to Hopkins. She'll kick it back to Smith. Smith will stop and pop from 18. It's good. Riley Smith has a three and a two. Give her five. Give the Paisaw Birds a 6-1 lead. I guess Smith's other shot was just a two. They said it was just inside the line, so that makes it 6-1, not 7-1. So we'll mark that one off straight, as Sarah Deneve has the ball taken away. Smith's layup down at the other end will not go. So the Cavaliers have committed three turnovers. Paisaw Birds have an early 6-1 lead. Ball out of bounds off the green and gold. And it'll be Stewart bringing it in to Olroyd. He'll set up a double high post, as it'll be Tiemann over on one elbow, Deneve over on the other. They'll take it over to the right wing and then kick it up top to Tiemann. To Deneve it goes between the circles. She looks for Olroyd and finds her. Rachel brings it in on a dribble. Look to go in the lane. It's close, so she'll kick it down on the wing to Reels. Reels comes across and dishes it off to Stewart. Stewart with a long left-hand layup. It won't go. Hall comes up with the rebound. They'll head back the other way at the 4:50 mark of the first quarter. 6-1, Piceaw Birds with the lead and the ball. Jill Staten, the 5'8 freshman, waiting to get in at the next break in the action. Inside they go to Hopkins, wide open. And Corey Hopkins has an easy two off the glass on the left side, and it's 8-1. Coach Denise says, let's take a timeout. 4:33 to go, first quarter. Southwestern 8, Carlinville 1. Back after this one message on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the balcony in Piceaw. 4 minutes, 33 seconds showing on the first quarter clock, and the Piceaw Birds have opened up an early 8-1 lead. It'll be the Cavaliers' ball following the timeout. Jill Staten, the 5'8 freshman, has come into the lineup, and she is replacing Corinne Stewart. Pass up top goes to Reels. Reels swings it over on the side to Staten. Staten looks inside to O'Roy. She'll force the issue off the glass. No good. Fighting for the rebound. It'll be Hopkins coming up with it for the Piceaw Birds. They'll head the other way, and the Cavaliers will come out in their man-to-man defense. Bullion on the dribble. They'll kick it inside to Hall, back outside to Smith. Riley will back things out and set up the offense. She'll drive off the screen of Hopkins and then kick it off to Hall. Hall goes down to the left side to Bullion. Bullion looking for Hopkins inside. Deneve guarding her. Going to be a blocking foul called on the Cavaliers as Bullion tried to drive the lane. This foul will go against Jill Staten. That'll be number one on Jill. Number one on the Cavaliers. Piceaw Bird will inbound under their own basket. They'll get it in to Hall. Hall's going to dribble into the lane and kick it over to Hopkins. She'll pop from 15, and it's good. Corey Hopkins with a couple of buckets. She has 4 points. The Piceaw Birds have a 10-1 lead. Olroyd trying to drive into the lane. It's closed off there. It's Novak doing a good job sealing off the lane. They'll pass it back up top to Deneve, and she'll dish it off to Reels. Gracie's going to drive the lane, finds an opening on the right side. It's up, and it's good. Gracie Reels with a nice drive down the right side of the lane. First basket of the night for the Cavaliers to go along with one free throw. 10-3, Piceaw Birds with the lead and the ball. Bullion looking for Hopkins inside. She guarded, so she'll kick it back up top to Smith. Smith between the circles, going to go over on the left side. Thought about a three, gives it off to Hopkins. Hopkins to Hall. Hall kicks it back out to Bullion. She couldn't get the handle for the shot, so she'll kick it back up top to Hopkins. Hopkins will back things out, give it off to Novak, and the Piceaw Birds will set up a double high post offense. It'll go off to Hall. Now inside it'll go to Hopkins, and as it does, Denise is going to get caught on the reach-in. For Sarah, that'll be her first personal foul, second team foul against the Cavaliers, and we'll have three substitution coming in for CHS, as it looks like Heron Seals coming into the ball game and Stewart coming back into the ball game. That third one coming in there. Elsie Baker is coming in as well. For the Piceaw Birds, Abby Burns comes into the lineup. She'll replace Lexi Hall. Also in the lineup is Bailey Weibel. To Smith for three. Comes up short, fighting for the rebound. Novak comes down with it. 2:35 to go in the first quarter. 10-3, Piceaw with the early lead. Novak on the dribble from left to right. Kicks it up top to Smith for a long two. Catches front iron. Weibel comes up with the rebound. She'll spin, try to put it back up. She's going to be hacked in the act, and Bailey Weibel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul's going to go against Corinne Stewart. That'll be her first, team third. Weibel to shoot two, the 5'8 senior. Takes a couple of dribbles, eyes it, tries it, buys it. First point of the night for Weibel. She'll get another. Her second one is up, and it's short. So it's 11-3, Piceaw Birds with an 8-point lead, as the Cavaliers will inbound at the 2:23 mark of the first quarter. Olroyd will bring it down. She'll have Staten over here on the wing and get it to her on the left side. Cutting through is Stewart. She's not open. They'll find the second cutter, Aaron Seal. Seal wants to take a couple dribbles, finds no opening. She'll dish it off to Olroyd. Olroyd being guarded by Novak. Her shot comes up short. Smith comes away with a rebound for the green and gold. She'll zig, then zag, get the ball down the floor quickly to Novak. Novak swings it back up top to Smith. As we go inside the two-minute mark, Smith will back it out and reset the offense. She'll give it off to Novak, who will replace her at the point guard. Novak being guarded there by Aaron Steele. Up top to Weibel, now to Smith. Smith backs it out, says let's reset the offense and start things over. To Novak over on the elbow on the right side. She's being guarded by Aaron Steele now, and going to be an illegal block call against the Piasaw Birds as they were setting an illegal pick. And the foul will go against Corey Hopkins, I believe. That will be personal foul number two on Hopkins. So Hopkins with 4 points has also picked up a couple of fouls. She's in early foul trouble, and the Piasaw Birds will have to go to the bench. Before they do, it's going to be Jill Staten to the basket. Her shot comes up short. Abby Burns comes away with the rebound. Abby brings it across midcourt, being guarded by Stewart. She'll try to go inside on the right side. Stewart picks her up closely, so she'll get the ball off to Novak. Now to Smith. Smith's pass is blocked. It's turnover on the Southwestern, their first one of the night. Shots up and no good, but the follow-through follow-up rebound, it's no good as well, as the Cavaliers' Baker couldn't get the shot to go, and now down at the other end, I think Baker's going to get called for a foul. So that was double frustration, one at each end. Elise couldn't get the shot to go on the putback. Then she'll come down to the other end and pick up her first foul. That will send Corey Hopkins to the free throw line to shoot two. Waiting to come in for her is Lexi Hall. Looks like Bullion's going to come back in as well. Hopkins' first free throw is short. Piasaw Birds 1-for-3 from the charity stripe tonight. Smith will have a seat as Bullion will replace her with 54 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Hopkins with her second free throw. A few dribbles. Now she'll eye it. Now she'll try it. Now she'll buy it. Now she'll have a seat. She'll sit down with those two fouls and 5 points, and Lexi Hall will replace her in the Piasaw Bird lineup. Jill Staten will bring the ball, or toss the ball inbounds to Olroyd. Rachel will bring it down the floor, give it off to Stewart. Stewart swings it over on the wing to Reels. Reels thought about a shot, then she picks up her dribble and says, let's give it off to Olroyd. Rachel going to drive the lane, and she's going to get bumped into. I believe Bullion's going to get called for that foul, as Josie tried to block the path, picks up her first foul. That's 3 team fouls against the Piasaw Birds. And the Cavies will inbound to Jill Staten. Trying to go inside, they're looking for Baker. She'll kick it back outside. Reverse layup up and good. Jill Staten, the freshman. That was not a freshman move, as she went under the basket, came up with a nice reverse layup. Makes it 12-5 as we head into the final 15 seconds of the first quarter. Novak being guarded closely out there by Reels. She'll give the ball off to Bullion. Bullion, as she tried to pass, should have put one dribble in there, didn't. Instead, she'll pick up turnover number 2 for SWHS. So with 11 seconds to go, Cavaliers will have the ball trailing by 7. Olroyd bringing the ball down. She'll check the clock, give it over to Stewart on the wing. Olroyd cuts through. They can't find her, so they'll give up top to Elise Baker. She'll fire a long 3 off the glass. It won't go. Horn sounds. Quarter number 1 is in the books. Southwestern with a 12-5 lead over Carlinville. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. The Cavaliers will get the ball to start the second quarter, as it will be Rachel Olroyd setting up the offense. She'll give it off to Deneve at one high post, passes it over to Tiemann. Tiemann now cuts through the lane, getting a screen from Olroyd. She's not open, so they'll reverse the ball back up top to Rachel. She thought about driving. Instead, she'll pick the dribble up and give it off to Stewart. Stewart between the circles, going to go down the left side of the lane. Little reverse layup there, no good. Weibel had the rebound, lost it to Tiemann. Tiemann kept fighting, and she ends up coming up with it. Reels now on a spin move to the basket, going to give the ball off to Tiemann. Tiemann's shot is blocked by Weibel. The green and gold come away with it. Bullion bringing it down on a dribble, being guarded by Olroyd. She'll dish it off to Novak, who'll set the offense up. Weibel and Hall set up as a double high post. Over to Bullion on the wing. Bottom of the net. Josie Bullion drops a tray in from the left side. Her first points of the day, makes it 15-5, Southwestern. Stewart on the dribble, gives the ball off to Deneve. Deneve being hawked there by Novak, gives it off to Reels. Reels being guarded by Burns, is going to drive down the right side. Nothing there, so she'll bring it back up top. She'll look inside, can't find any cutters who are open. Give it off to Stewart. Stewart going down the left side lane. Nice pass to Tiemann. It's up and it's good. Give Tiemann the points, but give Stewart the outstanding assist to make it 15-7. Piesaw Birds with an 8-point lead and the ball. Novak takes it over to the left side. Up top it goes to Weibel. Now to Burns. Inside the hall, back to Weibel at the free throw line. She has a scoop shot from underneath. It won't go. Coming up with the rebound is Hall. She'll get it back to Weibel, and Weibel will go to the free throw line as she was fouled trying to put the shot back up. Bailey Weibel with a, shall we say, unorthodox shot underneath there. Double hand scoop. The foul is going to be called against Sarah Deneve. Sarah's going to pick up her second. Weibel's first free throw is up, and it's good. For Bailey, she now has 2 points, both coming from the free throw line. Riley Smith will come back into the lineup, replacing Abby Burns, as Weibel gets ready for free throw number two. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. So she's 3-for-4 from the charity stripe. Piesaw Birds have a 17-7 lead. Olroyd brings the ball down, looking to set up a 1-4 low offense. She gets a screen from Reels, who then rolls off of it, gets the pass. Now it's Tiemann setting a screen for Stewart. Tiemann got the pass in the lane, couldn't do anything with it, so she'll kick it back out front. Now it's off to Reels. Reels is jump defense there by Novak. Reels is trying to roll left and right, but she's being shut off both ways. Now she picks her dribble up, gets the ball off to Deneve. Deneve tries to go through a double team. Then she says, no, I better reverse, go around the lane. Her little semi-hook shot is partially blocked, out of bounds at the 5:48 mark. It'll be Cavalier ball under their own basket. They trail 17-7. Stewart to inbound it into Deneve. Now to Tiemann in the corner. Back to Deneve. We have a 3-second call against the Cavaliers. That will be turnover number 4. Coach Deneve says we need to put some pressure defense on. They'll go full court. Inbounds pass will come into Bullion. Bullion being guarded by Stewart. Coming over trying to get the double team is Olroyd, but they get the ball to Smith. She'll stop and pop from 12. It pops up and pops straight down through, and Riley Smith has her 6th point of the game. Smith with 6, Piesaw Birds with a 19-7 lead. Olroyd tries to spin right into a double team, then she fires up a wicked shot, fighting for the rebound. Tiemann was fighting far, but Weibel comes away with it. She'll kick it out to Smith. Smith will head down the floor. The numbers aren't there, so Smith will pull it out, set the offense up. She'll give it off to Novak between the circles, being guarded by Olroyd, to Smith with the hot hand. No, this one rattles around, won't go down. Reels comes away with the rebound. 2-on-2 numbers coming down. Reels decides, let's slow it up. To Stewart, thought about a 3. To Olroyd, she'll take that 3. It almost hooked up and caught up in the rim, but it falls off and goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the green and gold. 4:51 to go. First half, 19-7, Piesaw Birds with the lead. Carlinville takes a timeout. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here in the balcony on the north side as Corinne Stewart gets ready to inbound the ball, looking for Deneve. It's not there. They'll go to Olroyd. She's set for a 3, but she'll take pass it up and give it to Deneve. Deneve's going to drive down the lane, lose control of the ball, but as she does, Gallagher going to be called for a foul, and that saved the day for the Cavaliers. Annie Gallagher, 5'10 sophomore, just into the ball game, pick up her first foul. 4:44 showing on that second quarter clock. Olroyd looking to get the ball inbounds. Reel sets a screen. They'll give it off to Deneve out in the corner. Sarah will bring the ball over and dish it off. Nope, she's going to hand it off to Reels. Reels going to go down the lane. She'll try to spin. It's not open. She'll go back the other way, then give off to Tiemann. Tiemann to Deneve. Passed up on that shot. Gives it off to Reels. Reels takes a couple dribbles and kicks it over to Stewart. Stewart looking for Olroyd cutting. She was covered up by Novak. He'll give the ball off to Deneve. Deneve to Olroyd, thought about driving around Novak, but she gets shut down. She'll cross over left, cross over right. Now she'll pick her dribble up, looking for somebody. Everybody's pretty much covered. Reels being guarded by Bullion. Gets the pass, and then she's going into the lane, and Bullion's going to get called for the foul. Josie may have got away with an earlier one, but she didn't get away with the second one. On Bullion, that'll be personal foul number two. On the Piesaw Birds, five team fouls. Five team fouls each way. We have a substitute for the Cavaliers, as it's going to be Jill Staten replacing Sarah Deneve in the Cavalier lineup. He'll go a little smaller, a little quicker, as Olroyd will kick it in. She brings it in underneath her own basket, looking, finds Stewart. Stewart going to give the ball back to Olroyd on the baseline. She'll drive, she'll spin a second time across the lane. Little semi-hook, and it's good. Determination by Rachel Olroyd. She couldn't find an opening left, couldn't find an opening right, kept working, finally got the shot to drop. 19-9, it's a 10-point lead for the Piesaw Birds. Olroyd tries for the steal. She doesn't get it. They'll give the ball up top to Gallagher. Gallagher to Novak. Novak looking for Hall inside. She's being guarded by Olroyd. Can't get open. The two are doing a lot of pushing and shoving inside there. And let me tell you, neither one of them got a lot of weight to be pushing around. Novak with the ball at the 3-3-3 mark of quarter number two out front. She'll give it off to Bullion between the circles. Over on the right wing to Smith. Now into Hall. Hall to Gallagher from the free throw line. Off the glass. No. Missed the iron altogether. Fighting for the rebound. Gallagher gets it. She'll pull it out, set it back up, give it off to Smith. Over in the corner to Novak, back to Smith. Smith will pull it back as we hit the 3-10 mark. Reset the offense with a double high post. Off top it goes to Hall. Hall thought about driving, then she decides to pull back. Now a 3-second call going to be called on the Piesaw Birds. That'll be turnover number three. And Hopkins with those two fouls, she's going to replace Hall in the Southwestern lineup. 3:03 to go till halftime. 19-9, Piesaw Birds. Olroyd bringing it down, teaming up on a high post on the right elbow. They'll quick kick it over in the corner. They'll give it off to Staten. Staten with a nice give and go to Tiemann. Her shot's up. Hopkins blocks it. And as Novak comes away with it, Olroyd goes down. She's slow getting up. Rachel got conked in the head there. That did not feel well. She looks like she's walking it off and going to be okay. I think Coach Deneve wisely says, let's get her out, take a look at her, as they'll bring Aaron Steele, the 5'5 sophomore, in to replace Rachel. We'll take a look at her as she goes over on the sideline, and I think she's going to be okay. Inbounds pass comes in to Novak. She almost lost it. She'll kick it back to Smith. Smith will take it down the lane. Into the hole it goes to Weibel. Weibel will kick it back up top to Novak. Novak going to bring it over on the dribble. She'll give it off to Weibel. Weibel's trying to go through the lane. She'll shoot that scoop shot again. As we said, an unorthodox shot, but it's gotten her to the free throw line a couple of times. It'll do so again. The foul's going to go against the Cavaliers, and it'll be Elise Baker picking up her second. Baker has two, and Deneve has two for the Cavaliers as Weibel shoots two. First one's up, and it's good. Rattled around, wasn't the prettiest thing in town, but it goes down, and that's all that counts. Weibel now with 4 points, all from the free throw line. She's looking for number five. She didn't find it, but she does come up with a rebound, as that rebound went out long, and they are able to corral it out of the green and gold. Novak, as she's dribbled the ball on the midcourt line for turnover number four on the Piesaw Birds. So with 2:22 showing on the second quarter clock, Piesaw Birds leading 20-9. Inbounding the ball will be Aaron Seal. Seal, a 5'5 sophomore, will get the ball into Stewart. Stewart will bring the ball over on a left-hand dribble. She'll take it to the left side. She'll drive down the left side. She'll kick it off. Shots up and comes up short, as that time going for the shot was Elise Baker. Then in her haste to get to the rebound, I think she's going to pick up her third foul. I have Baker with three. Let's see what they have. Yes, the board says she has three as well, so she's going to have a seat as Peyton Tiemann's going to come back in. To the free throw line will go Bailey Weibel. She'll be shooting the 1-1 this time, as that was the eighth team foul. Olroyd coming back into the ballgame, and a lot of Cavalier fans and one announcer here. Happy to see that. She's okay, ready to play. Weibel to shoot the 1-1. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. So Weibel has hit one of two twice and two for two another time. We'll see what she does here. She's canned the first one. Now has 5 points. Takes a couple of dribbles. Eyes it. Tries it. and buys it. That one crawled over the front edge of the rim for Weibel. Give her now 6 points. Give the Piceaw Birds a 22-9 lead as we approach the two-minute mark. Reels with the ball over on the right side. She'll bring it back up on a dribble. Looks for a cutter going through. Nobody's open. She'll give the ball off to Staten. Staten's going to drive. She's cut off with a double team, so she'll kick it out on the wing to Seal. Seal back to Staten for three. Off the iron, no good. Good rebound there by Peyton, as that time Peyton Tiemann was in the right place at the right time. Give her 4 points in the quarter, 5 points in the game. 22-11, Piceaw Birds with the lead and the ball. To Hopkins it goes over on the left elbow. Now to Weibel. Back to Novak. Up top to Smith for a long three. They're not going to count that. They're going to call a blocking foul on the Piceaw Birds, as this one, I believe, is going to go against Weibel. And that foul will be Bailey's first. It will be the sixth on the Piceaw Birds. It'll be an offensive foul since the shot will not count. Now they're going to say, was the foul called after the shot was in the air? The official who called it waved the shot off. He's now having a discussion with another official as to whether that was a rebound foul while the shot was in the air, in which case the three-point will count. The officials have concurred that the basket does not count. Coach Woolley not a happy camper on that decision, but it remains 22-11. Southwestern with a lead, Carlinville with the ball. 1-2-3 showing on the second quarter clock. Olroyd gives off to Tiemann at the elbow. Back to Olroyd over on the right wing. She'll bring it out between the circles again, picks up her dribble, goes over to Staten on the wing. Now inside to Tiemann. That play has worked twice, but this time the shot doesn't go. Novak with the rebound. She'll kick it down to Bullion. Bullion's going to stop. Numbers are not in her favor, so she'll pull it back out. Gives it off to Smith, and the Birds will set up the offense with 55 seconds to go. Smith thought about driving down the lane. Tiemann stops her, so she'll go for a three-point shot. Riley Smith with an outstanding tray. That one looked like it was a little offline, but I don't know whether the wind caught it or what, but it kind of curved its way in. And now a travel down at the other end as Aaron Seal picked up her dribble before she knew where she wanted to pass it. So with 36 seconds to go here in the first half, Piceaw Birds with a 14-point lead will have the ball. Haley Wills, the 5'11 junior, going to come into the lineup as she'll replace Aaron Seal. Seal's a little bit upset with herself. Those things happen in the excitement of a fast-paced game. Down to 30 seconds we go, 25-11, Piceaw Birds with the lead as Novak brings it around, gives the ball off to Hopkins. Hopkins to Weibel, who almost lost the handle. Back to Smith, who's had a hot hand. Now to Hopkins in the corner, up top to Novak. They'll work the ball down with 15 seconds to go. Weibel has the ball taken away, turnover number six. Going the other way is Olroyd. Olroyd going to the basket is going to be fouled by Hopkins, and I'm not sure that was a very smart play for Corey Hopkins. She's going to pick up her third personal, and it'll be a 1-1. Yes, Olroyd will shoot the 1-1. As Hopkins picks up her third foul with 10 seconds to go here in the first half. 25-11, Olroyd with a 1-1. First one's up, and it's good. Annie Gallagher will come into the lineup to replace Hopkins. Olroyd now with 3 points, looking for number four. She'll take that ball, spin it, take a couple of dribbles, spin it in her hands again. Now she'll eye it. Now she'll try it. Now she'll buy it. 4 points all here in the second quarter for Rachel Olroyd. Inside 10 seconds we go. Novak on the dribble. She'll go to the head of the key. She'll try to pass the ball to Gallagher. It goes out of bounds. No, it's saved inbounds. And now Tiemann gets the loose ball. She can't do anything with it. We've come to halftime after two quarters of play. Our scoreboard reads Southwestern 25, Carlinville 13. Back with a halftime after these messages on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, perched up here on the balcony. Piceaw Birds with a 25-13 lead over the Cavaliers. Cavaliers scored only 5 points in the first quarter, followed that up with but 8 points in the second quarter. This is not a typical offensive outing for the Cavaliers, who are normally a much better shooting team. The green-clad Piceaw Birds will get the ball to start the third quarter. Novak will bring it down and kick it off to Hall at the high post. Hall's going to swing it off to Smith, who lost the handle and then regained it. She's being guarded by Olroyd out between the circles. And she'll back it up and reset the offense. She'll try to drive down the right side, stop and pop a three. Bottom of the net. Riley Smith with her 12th point of the night, her second three of the game, and it makes it 28-13. Reels with the ball over on the right elbow. She'll dribble to the left side, pick up her dribble, give the ball off to Nadine. Back to Olroyd. She'll fire a long three. It comes up way short. Goes out of bounds, and the Paisaw Birds will face full court pressure by the Cavaliers as they've got to put some defensive pressure on, get some stops, get some pops if they want to get back in this one. They trail by 15. Smith gets the ball into Novak. He'll drive against Reels. She'll go straight down the floor. Now she'll roll out, set up the offense, give it to Smith between the circles. Smith will come over to the left side. Olroyd tried to pick her pocket. Couldn't get it done. Gives it off to Hall. Now into the corner to Novak. Weibel is a low post trying to post up. She'll get the pass and take the shot up, and it's good. Weibel's going to get the shot. She'll get the points. That'll give her eight, but give Lexi Hall an outstanding assist on the play. Makes it 30-13. Olroyd driving the lane. She hasn't been able to do that much tonight, but she does it perfectly there. For Rachel, her sixth point of the game. Cavaliers need to get her with a hot hand. Ball poked out of bounds by Stewart at the 6:42 mark. The Paisaw Birds, with a 30-15 lead, will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Ed Herschel running the clock tonight. Big shout out, thank you to him for helping the Southwestern program out this evening. Weibel with the ball, goes inside to Hall. She'll turn, she'll shoot, off the iron, no good. Reels comes up with a rebound. She goes straight down the floor. She'll now veer off to the left a bit. She'll pick up her dribble out on the outside, look inside. No, she doesn't. She decides, I'm going to keep my dribble going. She'll now give off to Deneve, who drives the bucket, lose control of the ball, out of bounds, turnover, number six. Deneve had the right idea. She got caught in the traffic. Now she claps her hands in disgust, like, I should have known better. That's what happens when you're a coach's daughter. Now it's Novak coming down on the dribble. She gets bumped. And as she does, she loses control of the ball. Turnover number seven. A little bit of out of control both ways here. 6:11 to go, third quarter. 30-15, Southwestern with the lead. Cavaliers with the ball. Olroyd brings it down the floor, being guarded by Novak. She'll dribble over to the left side, pick her dribble up, give it off to Deneve. Then she'll set a screen for Sarah. Sarah picks it up after one dribble. Now she'll try to pass the ball out to Stewart. Stewart's going to dribble drive down the left side. Her shot's up, and it's good. Nice driving layup there for Corinne Stewart. Give her the bucket. Give her the bruise. She'll go to the free throw line to attempt complete the old-fashioned three-point play. This foul will go against Novak on Molly. That will be her first, I do believe. Yes. To the free throw line, Corinne Stewart. That was her first points of the game. Give her three as the free throw is good. So the 5'8 junior, Corinne Stewart, on the board with three, makes it 30-18. Cavaliers again with full court pressure. Smith comes down the lane, dishes it off to Hall. She'll stop, she'll pop, a little long, a little strong. Weibel reaching over the back, going to pick up second personal foul. She puts her hands to her head as though I didn't do anything. The referee said, yes, you did. That'll be personal foul number two on Weibel. The Paisaw Birds' second foul of the second half. Stewart has to jokingly say, Rachel, I'm going to throw the ball to you. Now she gets the ball to Olroyd, who cuts off the screen. Now goes inside to Tiemann. Tiemann lost control of it. It'll go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Cavaliers. The Cavies are working some good offense. They're working the give and go. They're working the screen and roll, but they're having trouble finding the handle on the ball as they go inside. A couple of costly turnovers there. They've committed two in the half, or in the second half, have eight for the game. Ball comes in to Novak. She's facing a double team with Tiemann. She'll dribble out of it. Now Reels has her in a double team. Long pass ahead to Bullion. Bullion's going to pass it to Hall. Hall off to Weibel. Weibel off the glass way too hard. And the Cavies come up with a rebound. They'll lose control of it. It is Bullion off the glass. No good. And the Cavaliers come away with it. Action is fast and furious here in the third quarter. Olroyd wants to drive down the right side. Instead, she'll go off to Reels. Reels will come on to dribble to the middle. Deneve rolled to the basket. They didn't see her. Off to Olroyd it goes. Olroyd going to drive in. She's going to dribble and then pass in to Deneve. Deneve's going to be fouled by Weibel, I believe, as Bailey was reaching over the top. Indeed, that will be Weibel's third foul. So two of the big gals for the Piesaw Birds have three fouls. Weibel will have a seat with her three. Hopkins will come in with her three. 4:55 showing on a third quarter clock. 30-18 as Coach Denise says, I'll take a 30-second timeout. Well, here's what has happened in the third quarter. We have had a multitude of turnovers. We have gone hectic from one end to the other. Piesaw Birds have put up a 2 and a 3, and they now are setting with 30 points. The Cavaliers have put up a couple of 2s and a free throw, so they have scored 5, and they now have 18 points. It was a 12-point game at halftime. It is still a 12-point game as we come out of the timeout here with 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Southwestern with a 12-point lead. Cavaliers with the ball. They'll inbound under their own basket as they're heading down to the west end. Or as we look down on the floor, they're going from left to right here in the second half. Oroyd will be the trigger person. She'll try to get the ball in and will so as she gets the ball in to Elise Baker. Baker in the game with 3 fouls as well. She'll get the ball off. Novak almost stole it. Oroyd is able to recover it. She'll reset the offense as now she'll fire a 3. Bottom of the net. Rachel Oroyd comes up with her 5th point of the quarter, her 9th point of the game, draws the Cavaliers within 9. A high bounding ball finally drops through for Riley Smith as that bounced twice on the rim and finally dropped through. She has 5 in the quarter and 14 for the game, 32-21. Staten, oh, she's got a wide open lane to the basket. It's up and it's good. Somebody took a nap on defense. Jill Staten made them pay. She has 4 points, back to a 9-point game. Piesaw Birds were up by 15 just a moment ago. Now the Cavaliers have drawn back to within 9. Hopkins with the ball at the elbow. She'll hold the ball up over her head, gives it off to Novak. Novak being guarded by Staten. Passes it out of bounds. It's going to be deflected. No, it was not deflected. Turnover number 9. So the Cavaliers' defense is causing some pressure on the Piesaw Birds. They're turning the ball over after having only 6 turnovers in the entire first half. They now have 4 here in the second half. Abby Burns will come back into the Piesaw Bird lineup as she'll replace Josie Bouya. Aaron Seal in the lineup for the Cavaliers as Oroyd brings the ball down. 9-point deficit as Oroyd dribbles over to the right side. She tries to pass into Baker, almost lost the ball. She tries a shot, it's partially blocked, and Burns comes away with a rebound for SWHS. She'll give the ball off to Smith. Smith has had a hot hand tonight. She has 14 of the 32 points for the Piesaw Birds. Gives to Hopkins as Hall goes into the lane. Hall posting up. They'll go around the corner. Now Hopkins going to get the ball into her. It's deflected. Back out to Novak. Out top it goes to Smith, and they'll reset with 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. 32-23, Piesaw Birds by 9. Smith with a long 3. Off the front iron it goes. No good. Staten comes away with a rebound. Cavaliers hustle back. Staten's going to drive to the lane, and she'll try it again. She'll drive baseline again, try the reverse layup. It won't go. Baker comes up with the rebound. She pulls it away from the defender. Her shot won't go, and Hopkins comes away with it. 2:55, third quarter. 32-23, the score remains. Piesaw Birds by 9 with the ball. Novak on a pass to Hall. Hall finds Burns. No, she'll find Novak instead as she was the second cutter coming through. Now Smith for 3. Bottom of the net. Riley Smith has been the problem that the Cavaliers have not been able to solve as she's hit 3 threes on the day. She now has 8 points in the quarter, 17 points in the game. Piesaw Birds by 12. Deneve going to drive baseline. Reverse layup up. It's partially blocked. Hall comes away with it. She loses it. Staten comes away with it. Her shot won't go. Baker puts it back, and it's good. Piesaw Birds gave up a couple of offensive rebounds, and Elise Baker made them pay as she will get the 2 points. For Baker, her first 2 points of the game makes it 35-25. Timeout on the floor. 2:10 to go. Third quarter. Southwestern 35. Carlinville 25. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the balcony. Piesaw Birds with a 35-25 lead. Cavaliers have knocked 2 points off the halftime deficit, but still find themselves trailing by double digits as we approach the 2-minute mark of the third quarter. Novak picked her dribble up just as she crossed midcourt, but she was smart enough not to give the ball to Smith until Riley had gotten across too. Now Olroyd with the tip and the steal, turnover number 10 on the Piesaw Birds. Olroyd going to drive the lane, almost walk, gives it out to State, and her shot won't go. Smith comes away with the rebound. She heads the other way. Piesaw Birds have numbers. Smith goes off to Novak. Her shot comes up short, fighting for the rebound. Weibel reached over on the left side, reached over on the right side, picks up her fourth foul. Novak goes down in a heap, and her back is bothering her. You can tell as there'll be a timeout on the floor. Looks like they're going to have to take some time to tend to the injured player. While they do that, we'll take a break and be back after these messages on WSMI. The injured player, Molly Novak, laying flat on her stomach. It's like it was a back problem, but she was able to flex it a little bit. Now she comes over to the bench, and she's laughing a little bit, and that's a good sign. Cavaliers will have the ball out of bounds, trailing by 10 with 1:37 to go here in the third quarter. Stewart to inbound to Olroyd. Olroyd brings it down on the dribble. With only 4 points in the first half, Rachel has come up with 5 here in the third quarter. She has 9. Gives the ball off to Stewart. Stewart looking inside for Staten. It's not there. She'll go to Reels. Reels going to drive into the lane. She'll spin in the defense, and blocking foul going to be called on Weibel. And Bailey Weibel is going to pick up her 5th foul. She'll do so here with 1:17 to go in the third quarter. So the night is done for Weibel. She thought she had set herself up in position to draw the charge. Instead, she'll draw the blocking foul, and she'll sit down with 8 points on the night. Annie Gallagher, a 5'10 sophomore, will replace her in the Birds lineup as Reels gets ready to shoot 2. Gracie going to eye it, try it, and buy it. Third point of the night for Gracie Reels. She'll get another one. She'll eye the second one. She'll try the second one. She can't buy the second one as it goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Cavaliers. Tiemann got a hand on it, deflected it out of bounds. So the Cavies will set up pressure defense, and the Piesaw Birds' Abby Burns will inbound it to Hopkins. Hopkins going to throw the ball right into Olroyd's hands on the reverse, and Rachel anticipated that one so well. Hopkins is going to pick up the foul, and the Burns is going to pick up the foul, and the Piesaw Birds are sending the Cavaliers to the free throw line. Rachel Olroyd to shoot 2. 5 points in the quarter, 9 points in the game, looking for number 10. She found it. She will get another one. 6 in the quarter, 10 in the game. Cavaliers have drawn to within 8. Second shot up by Olroyd. It's good. Novak will re-enter the Piesaw Bird lineup as Gallagher will have a seat. Burns to inbound. She'll get it in to Novak. Novak going to come down on the dribble, and she'll be fouled by Jill Staten, who will pick up her 2nd. Little bump on the sideline. If you get away with it, fine. If not, that's no problem. For Jill, that's only her 2nd. First team foul against the Cavaliers. With 1:09 to go, the Piesaw Birds' lead has dwindled to 7. They'll throw the ball into Novak. Novak will come down and see Smith and Hopkins setting a double high post. Olroyd doing a good job of overplaying the passing lane. They'll get the ball back up top to Burns. Burns, being guarded by Staten, goes down the right side. She now has her pass deflected. It'll go out of bounds. It's last touched by Staten. Jill, a freshman, doing a good job there defending. And now Deneve wants to come back into the game. And Gallagher will come in for the Piesaw Birds. Deneve will give Olroyd a bit of a break with 51 seconds to go in the quarter. Bullion will get a break for the Piesaw Birds as Gallagher comes in. 35-28. Piesaw Birds have scored 10 points in the third quarter. Cavaliers, however. Smith off to Gallagher. Gallagher off the glass and good. Play worked to perfection as Gallagher gets her first 2 points of the game, makes it a 9-point game. Down to 40 seconds we go. Stewart going to dribble over from right to left. She'll give the ball off to Staten. Staten with a nice pass to Tiemann. Her shot will not go. Gallagher comes up with the rebound. She'll kick it out to Burns. Piesaw Birds with the ball. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. They lead by 9. Their lead was 12 at halftime. Novak gets a screen from Smith and gives the ball off to Smith. Between the circles, Riley on the dribble. We're down to 15 seconds. She's being guarded by Reels. Now the count starts. It's 2, it's 3. She pulls away. She's saying she's not being closely guarded. Now off to Hopkins it goes. Hopkins travels with the ball with 6 seconds to go. Piesaw Birds, 6 turnovers in the first half, 5 turnovers here in the third quarter. They'll give the ball back to the Cavaliers with 6 seconds to go. Erin Seal will come into the lineup. She'll replace Tiemann in the Cavs lineup. 6 seconds to go. Cavs will inbound and go to the length of the floor. Into state and it goes. Now off to Olroy. She has the ball pocket picked, easy for you to say. We had a jump ball, but I don't know if they're going to call a foul instead. They will call a jump ball. The arrow will favor the Cavaliers. So with 1 second to go, CHS will get the ball at midcourt. Piesaw Birds want to put a little bit of pressure to the defense. For some reason, Smith is standing at the wrong end of the floor, but she gets away with it. And after 3 quarters of play, it is Southwestern 37, Carlinville 28. It's a 9-point game. Don't go away, folks. Fourth quarter action coming your way on WSMI. To the fourth quarter we go. The Piesaw Birds with a 9-point lead. They'll get the ball first. Novak on the dribble, being guarded by Sturt out between the circles. She'll go off on the wing to Smith. Smith up top to Hopkins, back to Novak. Novak looking for a cutter baseline, not there. Back up to Burns for 3. Bottom of the net. Abby Burns, first time we've heard from her tonight. A big 3 for SWHS. Inside they'll go to Tiemann. Now back up top, it'll go to Staten. She wants to drive baseline. It's being shut off by Burns. She'll give the ball back up top to Olroyd. Olroyd will drive, finds Tiemann. Tiemann's shot is blocked by Hopkins. And then Gallagher saves her from going out of bounds, knocks it off of Olroyd's leg. It'll be Piesaw Bird ball. 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. 40-28, Southwestern with a 12-point lead. Winner gets Hillsboro in the championship game here at Southwestern Thursday night. Novak has a double team. She'll dribble around it, go down the sideline, picks the ball up, almost traveled. Pass is now deflected and stolen away. Piesaw Birds got in a little hurry there, didn't realize they had a 12-point lead. Staten now is going to give it off to Reels. Thought about a 3, instead she'll drive in the lane to Stewart. Stewart's going to stop. She won't take that shot either. She'll give it off to Olroyd, who'll drive. Olroyd goes into the lane. Gallagher standing there. Shots up and missed. Rebound by Tiemann. Her shot won't go. 2 of them rolled right off the rim for the Cavaliers. A chance to get to within 10. Couldn't get the job done. Now Novak to Smith. We go inside 6:35 in the fourth quarter. 40-28. Inside to Gallagher. Off the glass and good. Annie Gallagher has gotten 4 points all coming here in the second half. Increase that Piesaw Bird lead to 14. Reels with the ball in the corner. Cavaliers going to need some pops. Reels for 3. Oh, this one goes off the iron just wide. Tiemann fighting for the rebound. She comes up with it. Gives it off to Reels. Back up top it comes to Staten. She'll drive the right side of the lane to Olroyd. Olroyd's going to force her way in and up, and it's good. You talk about dream the impossible dream. Rachel Olroyd shot the impossible shot. Came out of her hip pocket, and it went down. 42-30. Cavs draw to within 12, thanks to Rachel Olroyd's miraculous shot. Now Smith on the dribble. She'll cross over to the left wing. Bring it back out top. Still 5:45 to go. Plenty of time left in this one. It goes off to Novak, now to Burns. Burns to Hopkins. She's going to spin in the lane, kick it back out to Burns. Burns being guarded by Olroyd, goes back inside to Hopkins. She's pushed away from the basket, and now Hopkins going to get charged for a reach-in foul, trying to get the ball back. On Corey, that will be her 4th. Should be the 7th team foul against the Piesaw Birds, I believe. They'll walk to the other end of the floor. Gracie Reels going to shoot the 1 and... 5:33 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Erin Seal's going to replace Corinne Stewart in the Cavs lineup. As Gracie, 1 for 2 from the charity stripe, 3 points on the night. She'll take a couple 3 dribbles, now a couple more. Now she'll eye it, now she'll try it, now she'll buy it. 4 points on the night for Reels. Draws the Cavs to within 11. She makes sure and get the defense set. She tells Staten to take a spot on the hole, allowing Deneve to go back to midcourt for defense setup. Rios' second free throw's up, off the front iron, no good. Hopkins reels it in, kicks it off to Smith. 5:30 and counting. 42-31, Pius Allbirds with the lead and the ball. To Novak it goes, Novak being guarded by Reels. She'll drive down the left side, she'll stop, she'll kick it back out to Hopkins, who's playing with four fouls. Off to Burns it goes, Burns being guarded by Seal, she'll give the ball off to Smith. Smith to Novak, Novak throws the ball past and it is deflected, but the Pius Allbirds somehow recover as Abby Burns saves the day for the green and gold. She'll dribble over on the far side and give to Novak. We're inside 5 minutes as Smith goes inside to Gallagher. She spins, she shoots off the glass, no good. Deneve going to pick up her third. Gallagher had posted her up. Deneve did all she could to stop the play. She'll draw the foul. Gallagher to the free throw line for the first time tonight. The 5'10 sophomore will eye it and try it and buy it. Gives her three in the quarter, five in the game for Gallagher. Who'll get another one? 43-31. She'll eye the second one. She'll try the second one. She'll buy the second one. So the Pius Allbirds have shot but two free throws in the second half. They've made them both. Reels thought about a three. Now she'll drive baseline on the right side. She'll pull up, get Staten. Staten with a pump fake. She'll go right around Burns. She'll dish it off to Reels. Back up top, it'll go to Olroyd. Olroyd wants to drive down that left side. She goes underneath. They're going to say, nope, the foul was on the floor before the shot. What a nice move by Olroyd, but she's not going to get the points for it, as they're going to call the foul on the Pius Allbirds early. I believe this one will go against Novak. That will be her second. To the free throw line will go Rachel Olroyd. She's a perfect 4-for-4 from the charity stripe tonight. 18 fouls on the Pius Allbirds, so it'll be a 1-and-1. Rachel will eye the first, try the first, and buy the first. Got a kind roll there as that one caught front iron, scooted over, and went through. Rachel will get another one. The deficit is 12. She's wanting to make it 11. She does. Four in the quarter, 15 points in the game, double team on Novak. She dribbles right around it. She'll get across midcourt. Now there are four Cavaliers guarding her, and Woolley calls a timeout. Coach Woolley calls a timeout. 4-3-2. Showing on the fourth quarter clock. 44-33. Pius Allbirds by 11. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. The key for the Pius Allbirds is going to be take care of the ball and make free throws. The key for the Cavaliers is going to be make some stops, make some pops, and perhaps get a few threes. CHS has only one three on the night. Reels almost gets the steal. Now she does as Smith deflects the ball, gets the ball back. Turnover number 13 on the Pius Allbirds. Here comes that three. Rattle around, won't go down. Smith comes up with a rebound. She has Cavaliers all around her. She'll circle around and back out and try to redo it. Stewart with another pocket pick, and she goes in for the layup. You talk about outstanding defense. Corinne Stewart picked that pocket clean. Turnover number 14. And now here comes another one. And the Pius Allbirds have committed two quick turnovers. This time it was Jill Staten with a steal. She'll go to the free throw line as she was fouled, as the Pius Allbirds showed a little bit of jitteriness there. And the Cavaliers, as we said, they needed the stops. Well, they got it. Two in a row, got a bucket. And now Jill Staten trying to shoot two free throws. The deficit is 9. Olroyd set the number 2 hole for a rebound. Tiemann's on the other side. Staten's hoping neither one need to get a rebound. She'll eye it, try it, kicks it off the iron. Smith, who's had two turnovers, gets the ball. She'll give the ball off to Novak. Inside 4 minutes we go, 44-35. Novak almost lost the ball as she tried to dribble behind her back. Stewart is all over. Now to Burns. Over on the wing it'll go. Now inside it goes to Hopkins. She'll spin, baseline jumper over the top. Gallagher comes up with a rebound, and she's fouled. Annie Gallagher did a good job of getting rebound position on the backside. She'll go to the free throw line as that foul is going to be called against Jill Staten. For Jill, that'll be her third. Gallagher to the free throw line. Well, they're going to say, excuse me, they're going to say she wasn't shooting. That was only the third team foul, so the Pius Allbirds will inbound. They'll get it into Hopkins, who'll give it back to Burns. Burns has her pocket picked by Olroyd. She picked that one clean. She'll go coast to coast, missed the layup, shots up again, missed another one. Smith comes away with a rebound. Olroyd, snake bitten on that time down the floor. 2-point blank shots, and you won't see her miss two in a row very often at all. Stewart now guarding Novak as the Cavaliers increasing the pressure on the defense. Another steal. Here goes Olright at the 3:20 mark. This time she'll slow up. She'll hit that layup. For Rachel, that'll give her 6 points in the quarter, 17 points in the game. Don't look now, but the Cavs are back in it. 44-37, Piasaw Birds will call a timeout with a seven-point lead. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Piasaw Birds inbound the ball right into the corner, then immediately turn the ball over. Staten misses the shot. They fight for the rebound. Hopkins comes away with it. She gives it to Smith, who goes into a triple team, and somebody got called for a reach-in. Three Cavaliers had the ball handler surrounded, and she tried to dribble through it. Lady Luck shined on the green and gold there as the foul is going to go against Jill Staten. That will be Jill's fourth, but it's only the fourth team foul against the Cavaliers. Inside 3 minutes we go. 44-37 is the Piasaw Bird lead. Stewart hounding Novak out between the circles. Now she'll go over to the left side, now come back out top. She'll give the ball off to Smith. Smith now being guarded by Stewart as we hit the 2:40 mark. Smith going to dribble into the double team, gives it off to Novak. Novak will dribble across the midcourt, or along the midcourt line, excuse me, as she dribbles from right to left. Now to Hopkins, back to Novak. Down to 2:30 we go, still a 7-point lead. Fighting for the ball. Staten didn't worry. She had four fouls. She said, I'm still going to try to get the ball. She reaches in, doesn't get called for it. Now it's a double team. They'll get the ball off to Smith. Smith being guarded by Staten. And now Reel's going to get called on a pushing foul. And I think she said, we've got to get this clock stopped. Gracie going to pick up her first. That's still only the fifth team foul against the Cavaliers. And Coach Darren Deneve is going to call a quick timeout. 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter, 44-37, Piasaw Birds clinging to a 7-point lead. We'll be back after this one message on WSMI. The crowd is getting into it here this evening as we're down to the final 2:16. Piasaw Birds with a 7-point lead. They will inbound in front of their own bench. Olroyd is guarding Josie Bullion, throwing the ball in. She'll get it into Smith, who goes into the backcourt. Smith being guarded by Reels, gets the ball across midcourt. Down to 2:10 we go as Reels using her forearms. They're not calling the fouls on her, so she says, if it's not going to be a foul, I'm going to keep going. Now the pass almost stolen. That time it was Aaron Seal. Seal's going to foul Novak and send her the line. Aaron Seal, excuse me, is that the seventh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I believe that's just the sixth. So the Piasaw Birds will not be shooting. 2 minute warning, 2 minutes to go. 44-37. Novak gets the inbounds pass. Now the Piasaw Birds will be in the bonus. Both teams are in the bonus. Novak being guarded by Seal. Reels almost took the ball away from her. Now the steal back, and here's Allroyd, who comes up with yet another steal. Her layups is up, off the iron, no good. Smith comes up with the rebound. She's going to be fouled from behind, and Rachel Olroyd, who's missed a couple of layups tonight that you won't normally see her miss. Foul is going to be committed on Olroyd. That will be, well, let's see, they have that down as her second. Okay. To the free throw line, Riley Smith. This is her first trip to the charity stripe tonight, sitting on 17 points but no free throws. 105 seconds to go. Free throw is good. 18 points for the 5'6 sophomore, Riley Smith. 45-37. Piasaw Bird is lead is 8. Still 8 as she missed the shot. Reels comes away with the rebound. She'll head down the right side of the lane. She'll stop. She'll kick it off to Staten. Staten is going to bring it over on the wing, try to get the ball into Reels. It's shots up and no good. It's short. Coming up with the rebounds, Hopkins. Hopkins is fouled by Tiemann. Tiemann had to get the clock stopped. There was no doubt about it. Peyton has but one personal. They'll walk the length of the floor. As the Cavalier fans will say, they're all walking the wrong way. As the Piasaw Birds will say, no. Hopkins to the free throw line. She's 1 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. She'll shoot the 1 and 1. Take a few dribbles. Eye it. Try it. And buy it. So the Piasaw Birds are 4 for 5 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. They lead by 9 with 90 seconds to go. Hopkins will try the second one. again she'll eye it, again she'll try it, and again she'll buy it. Hopkins averaging about 11 points a game, has 7 on the night. Paisaw Bird lead is 10. Cavie's going to need some points, going to need them in a hurry. Reels is double-teamed as she's picked up her dribble, nobody to throw it to. Now, finally, she's able to get the ball off to Staten, and Staten is going to be fouled by Smith. Not something that Coach Woolley wanted to see happen. He wanted to see that clock continue to run. Jill Staten to the free throw line. She'll shoot a one and. Nope, they're going to say 2 shots. She'll miss the first, but she'll get the second. Well, she'll get 2 shots because the Paisaw Birds have committed their 10th team foul. Duh. So the Cavaliers are in. The super bonus didn't help on that one. Let's see if she can get the second one. Nope, that goes off strong too. Gallagher comes up. No, the ball's on the floor. It's going to be out by the Cavaliers. Poke check by Novak, and she's going to get a call for the foul. She'll pick up her 3rd, and so the Paisaw Birds refuse to let the clock run as they pick up yet another foul. It'll send Corinne Stewart to the free throw line. All fouls will be 2-shot fouls for the Cavies the rest of the way. So a chance to cut into that 10-point deficit. Corinne, 1-for-1 from the charity stripe. Make it 2-for-2. She has 3 in the quarter, 6th in the game. Seal comes into the ball game, replacing Staten, who will sit down with those 4 fouls. Cavies will be needing to foul. They didn't want her to pick up her 5th. Corinne with her 2nd free throw. The lefty eyes it, tries it. Whoop! Got a violation. Wouldn't have counted anyway. She missed it. Now Deneve wanting to get back in the lineup. They're not going to let her back in on the violation. Okay. So the Cavaliers will set up their full court defense and get the ball. Paisaw Birds get the ball in to Novak as she tosses the ball to Smith. Olroy's going to get caught on the reach in. Rachel looking for the steal, instead picks up personal foul number 2. 18 fouls against the Cavaliers. It'll send Riley Smith to the free throw line. She was just 1-for-2 there a moment ago. She'll shoot the 1 and as now Seals will come out. And Staten will go back in the lineup as Smith gets ready to shoot the free throws. First one's up. Is round. Will not go. They weren't sure that some of them thought that the Birds were in a double bonus, but they weren't. Staten with the ball over on the left side. Inside the final minute we go. It'll go to Tiemann. Tiemann can't find anybody to pass to, so she'll dribble. Now they'll give the ball, and Smith fouls again. And the Paisaw Birds, for some inexplicable reason, keep stopping the clock, and the Cavaliers say thank you very much. Jill Staten to the free throw line. She's 0-for-4, actually 0-for-3. There was a violation on that last one, but she'll see if she can break that string and get some points for the Cavies right here. It's up, and it's good. That's more like it. 47-39, it's an 8-point game with 50 seconds to go. As Staten, the 5'8 freshman, tries the second one. She'll eye it, she'll try it, and she'll buy it. 47-40, Paisaw Birds with the ball and a 7-point lead. Cavaliers in full court pressure. Bullion gets the ball in to Novak. Novak on a dribble, goes right down the sideline. She'll swing out. Whoa! Olroyd going to get 2 minutes for cross-checking on that one. Rachel wanted to get in for the steal, and just as she did, Novak spun back the other way, and it'll be a 2-shot foul because all fouls will be 2-shot now as Olroyd will pick up her 3rd. Novak to the free throw line, looking for her 1st points of the game. Paisaw Birds leading by 7 with 45 seconds to go. Free throws up, and it's good. Deneve will have a seat as Staten will come back into the Cavalier lineup. Novak getting ready to shoot her 2nd free throw. The lead is 8. Still 8 as that one bounces off front end. Reels comes away with the ball, coming down quickly. Down to the 40-second mark. Cavaliers still not looking to shoot a 3. It's Olroyd going to the basket. Shots up, no good. Hopkins comes away with a rebound. Down to 30 seconds we go. Smith has 3 Cavaliers all around her. Chances are if she simply passed the ball to the other end of the floor, there were 3 green jerseys and no whites. Timeout is called by the Piesaw Birds, I do believe, with 28 seconds to go. It'll be a full timeout for the Piesaw Birds, who lead 48-40. And the Cavaliers have been putting on hellacious defense, but they simply can't score the points down at the other end. They've had but three field goals in the fourth quarter. They have picked up six free throws in the fourth quarter, thanks to the Piesaw Birds fouling, but still find themselves trailing by eight as we have 28 seconds to go in regulation, I guess I should say. The winner, of course, getting Hillsboro, who defeated Gillespie tonight 66-50. The winner will play Hillsboro here Thursday night in the Southwestern Regional Championship game, and WSMI will be here to bring you all of the exciting play-by-play. Riley Smith will inbound, and it'll be at the far end. She's looking for somebody. Hopkins is there. They'll give it back to Smith. Whoa! Smith is going to be fouled from behind by Olroyd. Rachel was trying to grab her pants so that she didn't knock her down. They're going to call an intentional foul on Rachel. I'm here to tell you, folks, she did intend to foul, but she was trying to be a sport and not let her fall. So she grabbed her, and as a result, she'll pick up the foul. That will be her fifth. Rachel will have a seat with 17 points on the night. If that is her final game as a Cavalier, she sure played with all of her heart tonight. Two shots for Smith. First one rattles around, finally goes down. I said it before and I'll say it again. Rachel Olroyd is perhaps the most hellacious defensive player I have seen in several years. Riley Smith makes the second free throw. Piesaw Birds will now get the ball out, leading 50-40. They came into this tournament as a number six seed. Carlinville comes in as a number three seed. So I guess this would be called an upset to some extent. But I think most people who know these two teams and these two programs know that on any given night, anything can happen. There's no such thing as an upset when these two teams play. Foul is on Stewart, be her second. Smith to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up, and it's good. She'll get another one. Final score is going to indicate the Piesaw Birds have a double-digit victory, probably. They're up by 11 now. The game was a whole lot closer than that. Now the three-pointer by Seals. It's no good. Air ball. Piesaw Birds have the ball, and I think the Cavaliers are going to settle in. And the final score is going to read Southwestern 51, Carlinville 40. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll recap this exciting action on WSMI. It was a very exciting conclusion to the game, a game which saw the Piesaw Birds hit 9 of 13 free throws in the fourth quarter, and they were able to hang on and actually increase their lead by two and then win this one 51-40. A game that saw the Piesaw Birds open up a 12-7 lead in the first quarter. At halftime, their lead was 12, 25-13. Second half, pretty evenly played, as after three quarters, it was 37-28, Piesaw Birds by nine. The Cavaliers, despite the fact that the Piesaw Birds kept fouling them and putting them at the free throw line, just simply couldn't seem to get back in this one as they lose it 51-40. Kind of surprising that the Cavaliers on the night had only one three-point shot in the entire game. The Piesaw Birds, on the other hand, they had five threes, leading the way for Southwestern. 5'6 sophomore Riley Smith with 21 points. Bailey Weibel came off the bench and scored 8 points before fouling out in the third quarter. Then it was Corey Hopkins with 7 points. Annie Gallagher off the bench with 6 second-half points that came in very handy. 3 points for Josie Bulliam, 3 points for Abby Burns, and the final point from Molly Novak, a free throw in the fourth quarter. For the Cavaliers, who see their season record end at 20-5, I believe it was, they were led by Rachel Olroyd with 17 points, but then it was 6 points for Corinne Stewart, 6 points for Jill Staten, 5 points for Peyton Tiemann, 4 points for Gracie Reels, and 2 points for Elise Baker. Quarters of 5, 8, 15, and 12, the Cavaliers were 13 for 21 from the free throw line, committed 7 turnovers in the ballgame. But when you score 5 points in the first quarter, 8 points in the second quarter, you dig yourself a hole, and that's pretty much what happened to the Cavaliers. Battle they did indeed in that second half. They turned the burners up on high on defense. The problem was, on many occasions, they got the steal, but they simply couldn't convert, and you have to convert when you get those turnovers.
There were several times in that second half, Gary, when they were making their charge with their pressure defense, when they were down probably about 7 on a couple different occasions and had breakaway layups and couldn't get them to go, and in a couple instances even putback opportunities that they couldn't get to go. But to me, this game was won in the first half by Southwestern. They came out and really punched Carlinville right in the mouth. In that first half, that first quarter especially, they got every loose ball. They were knocking down shots, and Carlinville just seemed back on their heels and a little bit flat that first half of play. And by the time they turned it up and found themselves a little bit in the second half, they just had too big of a hole to dig out of.
And the idea that the Paisel Birds were actually opening the door for the Cavaliers. How many times does a team that is losing in the fourth quarter get to go to the free throw line 12 times, and yet the Paisel Birds continued to stop the clock, allow the Cavaliers the opportunity to come back into the game with the clock stopped. However, the Cavies made only 6 of 12 free throws in the fourth quarter. Paisel Birds hit 9 for 13, and that was just enough to hold off the Cavies tonight.
They always say it's not how you start, it's how you finish, but tonight it was exactly how they started that won them the ball game. They were so assertive in that first half, and they were just the aggressive team the first two quarters, and it set the tone, and they were able to hang on, survive in advance. But I tell you what, Riley Smith, she stepped up huge tonight. First quarter, she was knocking down shots, and that really, when Carlinville wasn't making the outside shot for most of the night, it seemed Southwestern always had that answer. Every time they had a little run, here came Riley Smith and the Paisel Birds to answer.
Yes, indeed. She had an outstanding game. She had 4 points in the first quarter. She had 5 points in the second quarter. She had 8 points in the third quarter. And she had 4 more free throws in the fourth quarter to finish with a game-high 21 points. And so now the Paisel Birds, with the victory, they will move on to Thursday night's championship game. And I tell you what, the incline gets a little bit steeper, because I tell you, these Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they are a team to be reckoned with, and we talk about how outstanding individuals we've got to see this year, and I think no one is any better than Sammy Matush.
Oh no, she's the top player in the area, there's really no doubt about that. But I tell you what, last Thursday Southwestern led Hillsboro at the half 30-27. They were right with them through three quarters, and the Toppers pulled away in a 6-point victory, I do believe, to clinch the outright conference championship. But Southwestern, if they play like they did in the first half against Hillsboro last week, and in the first half like they did tonight, they will give Hillsboro all they want on Thursday night.
So you're telling me the key to the game is going to be the second half.
That's right. Weird, huh?
Or as somebody I know likes to talk about that fourth quarter as the money quarter, yeah. And indeed that comes true. Of course, we know we're going to be back here tomorrow night. But before you take us home, Tim, could you give us our schedule for tomorrow night as well?
Well, Gary, I like being with you. We've been together the last two nights, but we're splitting up tomorrow night. I will be in Bethany at Ocal Valley for the 1A regional semifinal for Nokomis and Central A&M. That'll be live at 6 o'clock. And then Gary will be in Staunton for the 2A regional semifinal there between the host Bulldogs and Alton Marquette. That'll come your way live at 7:30. Both games here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. So we saw two wonderful individual performances tonight. Sammy Matush dropped in 38 for Hillsboro in their 66-50 win over the Gillespie Miners. And Riley Smith put in 21 points tonight as the Paisel Birds knock off the Carlinville Cavaliers 51-40. So we will have a South Central team in the Hillsboro sectional next week. Will it be the Hilltoppers or the Paisel Birds? It'll be a heck of a battle here Thursday night. We'll have that game live on WSMI FM 106. We stream it all for you at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to all the fine folks here at Southwestern High School for their hospitality throughout the week. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Hillsboro and Southwestern for the regional title here in Paisel on Thursday night. For Gary Boker, I am Tim Eyes. We say so long from Southwestern.